Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
12:30 tomorrow on The Fan. His final State of the Steelers address. He's put a bow on it press conference.
Care to hazard any kind of guesses as to, give me like something he's going to say. Give me a characterization of the season from Mike. What'll his thesis statement be about the 2024 Steelers?
I think he's going to say there were positives, but ultimately it wasn't good enough. That's how we'll try to couch it. There were some good things we can take into 2025, but the end result isn't what we wanted. And he'll put that on himself. But he'll make sure that he includes strides that were made by the organization, by the team this year, even though they fell short of their goal. That's what he's going to do.
That's pretty accurate, I think.
I think Pickens pretty much sums up how I feel about the Steelers, and I think he personifies everything that's wrong with the team. Here's a guy that you are really forced to except for what he is, which is a guy who, and this was more a defensive problem in this game on Saturday night than it was with the offense, a guy who I think is mercurial enough and temperamental enough where you can't count on his effort game to game, and you are left no choice because of the way you failed to build the roster.
You're kind of held hostage to a complete wild card.
Yeah. And when you become, I think, when you have that kind of arrangement or relationship with a player where the guy knows he can behave like that and act like that, and you just have to accept it for what it is, and the coach has to get up there and take his side on everything and have his back on everything, and you have made zero attempt to staunch the bleeding on it and stop it and let everyone know that that kind of behavior is unacceptable, I understand why it's pervasive, and I get why Pickens would feel that way, not only because of the dearth of good wide receivers that they have, but he watched the lineage of wide receivers before him get away with this stuff. Deontay Johnson, the ball's on the ground. He doesn't even make an effort to try to pick it up. And that guy got a second contract and a big one from the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin most stick up for and make excuses for him. So I just, the Herb Street comment is still so raw to me and still so like omnipresent for me. That's what's become of this team, where they don't even get credit for handing in an honest day's work in a playoff loss. Hey, the Ravens just have better players, but let's tip our cap to the Steelers for giving it the old college try for 60 minutes and making Baltimore do everything they possibly could do.
They functioned as a speed bump.
There's no, like, at the very least, maybe you could hang your hat on had they lost. You know, we didn't win this time, but we took a chunk of flesh. We took a pound out of the Ravens.
Like, see if they're going to lose next week. It was because they had to exert so much energy to beat the Steelers.
Yeah, remember.
And you don't have any of that.
Yeah, like, there's a stat out there, I'm sure, of what the Ravens' record is the week after they play the Steelers. And there is for when the Steelers play the Ravens and how much that game takes a tax or a physical toll on them. And it hurts them the following week. There was none of that.
That was an easy easy game for Baltimore.
Guys were making business decisions defensively in the second quarter of the game.
I think they all saw
the game's not even 45 minutes old.
Yeah, they all saw Minka get stiff-armed into oblivion, and no one wanted a piece of Derrick Henry at that point.
It should be a wake-up call moment for the organization, but I am very fearful.
I know how you get. You start to talk yourself into certain things because you do a lot of like serious, sober analysis, and then you click it and say it can happen. It won't. You notice I have been like, I'm mad, I'm annoyed, but I'm not surprised, and I'm not going to allow myself to sit here and say it should be a wake-up call, therefore maybe it will be. No, here's a spoiler alert. At best, we'll be sitting here on about January 10th or thereabouts, 2026, and at best, we will be talking about another one of these kind of games. Maybe it'll be the Texans who do it to them next time, or maybe it'll be the Chargers, but somebody will be beating the brakes off of them, best-case scenario, in the wild card round next year.
And in order to have everybody... everybody at the end of the day, Tomlin says we don't seek comfort. Yes, they do. The way that they've lowered standards, the way that they talked ad infinitum about just winning a playoff game, I think we're going to hear the standard get lowered to, hey, let's make a playoff game interesting. You know, if you're right, next year it's a repeat of this year. But they only lose their playoff game by a last-second field goal.
Maybe he will.
No, but I'm saying
he probably will. He'll say we're getting closer, incremental progress.
I think expectations are just going to in order for them to justify the job they're doing and be at peace with it and not make wholesale changes or do something cataclysmic and blow it up, I think they have to continue to change what their objective or what their mission is.
Their mission's going to end up being, what was the Grapes of Wrath? The turtle just crosses the road over the span of like several chapters. That'll be their incremental like progress. Hey, made it a couple more feet.
I'm never going to complain about a season where we have a winning record and make the playoffs. I mean, I'm sure Art will try to put it in those kind of terms.
I mean, and I refuse to allow myself to like foam at the mouth about that anymore. That's just who Art is and who he'll always be.
Or he will talk tough and
do nothing.
Exactly.
I would actually rather have him do the former than the latter, because the talking tough, you at least have to like sort of take it seriously, even though you know nothing's going to come of it. I don't want to do that.
I thought he tried to sound that way after last year's playoff exit, which, by the way, ended on a much higher note. His thing was the last 2 years, meaning 2022 and 2023, hey, at least we played our best football late in the season. We came on strong, felt just short 2 years ago, got into the playoffs last year, and the dream died.
Things were heading in the right direction. We had a bad first quarter. We played hard.
They became the first Steelers team in the modern era of football since the merger to lose five in a row without ever having a lead in any of those games.
I've seen it called the curse of Kenny Pickett. They saw him in person in Philly and didn't win again. I'm checking in on our YouTube comments right now. John writes, the O-line made their Wilson Christmas gift Airbnb reservations at halftime in this game. Kind of like that
one. Oh, yeah, that's the gift he gave them? That is good.
I like that one.